Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Darius and Twig by Walter Dean Myers, narrated by Brandon Gill. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Darius and Twig.
Chapter 1. High above the city, above the black tar rooftops, the dark brick chimneys spewing angry wisps of burnt fuel, there is a black speck making circles against the gray patchwork of Harlem sky. From the park below, it looks like a small bird. No, it doesn't look like a small bird, but what else could it be? At the end of a bench, a young man holds up a running shoe. "It doesn't weigh anything. That's the thing," Twig said. "There's going to be nothing keeping me back except gravity. When I hit the track in these babies, I'm going to be flying." "The heel is flat. Why doesn't it have a heel?" I asked. "Because this shoe doesn't want my heels touching the ground," Twig said, smiling. "This shoe doesn't play. This is $85 worth of kick-ass running, my man."
"You paid $85 for these shoes?"
"A Coach Day got them for me because I'm on the team."
"Looks good, I guess," I said, handing the track shoe back to Twig.
"Hey, Darius, my grandmother said you should come by this weekend," Twig said. "I told her that you were really Dominican, but didn't want to admit it."
"Why did you tell her that?" I asked. "I'm not Dominican."
"Right. Well, she thinks she's a detective," Twig said. "When you come over..."